Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Great to have you with us on the program today. Edith King Boshefsky is an author, etiquette expert, speaker, accomplished artist. Her mission to create literature that equips everyone with all they need to present their best selves to the world. For parents and their children, she infuses lessons about manners into her work in a fun, entertaining way, like in her new book, Mariana's Little Book of Manners. A beautiful little girl with bad manners learns a lesson about the importance of everyday etiquette and even writes her own book of manners in Edith's charming children's story. Edith is located in the area of Illinois. She's a retired director of the Etiquette School of Northern Illinois, located in Downers Grove, Illinois. She's had many years teaching children and adults, a graduate of Northwestern University, holding a master's degree in communication sciences from Governor State University, and a training certificate from the American School of Protocol. Edith King Boshefsky, author of Mariana's Little Book of Manners, is with us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program, Edith. Great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
I really enjoyed this book because I learned something, relearned some things about manners along the way. But let's go back and talk about how this all began for you. You're and have been a lifelong advocate for etiquette. Obviously, as a young child, this was something that was very important to you growing up. Talk about where this all began.
Well, I have a family that has some distinct people in it that you can find in the history books, in fact. And they were very, very proud of that. And they decided that none of the children were ever going to have bad manners. So it was just an absolute rule. And my mother was also a local school teacher. And in those days, teachers were really, really watched. And if anybody's child was the least bit out of line, I knew I couldn't go more than two blocks from home without somebody calling my mother.
Yes.
If I did anything that didn't seem to be what they approved of. And there was always a sense of community there, and people on the whole in the neighborhood I lived in were a combination of professionals and blue-collar, both, and we respected each other completely. And it just was a given that all children were to have manners. And I had a couple of, my mother came from a family with 10 children, and some of the older aunts who did not have any children, of course, were positive they knew exactly how I was supposed to behave.
Yes.
And saw to it. And they were very generous with gifts and instructions both. And I learned to write thank you notes when I think I was about six. And you just didn't do anything that wasn't proper.
You know, that's interesting because in the book, and we'll talk about it in a second, Mariana at the end, she writes a book where she's got her etiquette tips in there, and she talks about that, and that's one of the things that caught my attention. Thank you notes. Talk about doing that, the importance of doing that. I have maybe over the course of a year, three or four people that will take the time to send a handwritten note after we've done a program. And that always sticks out in my mind. I mean, it's even nice to get something on the internet, somebody acknowledging that you did something. But to take the time to send a note, that's really sort of special, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And today I sent a sympathy card out. And I don't think you can just mail one of those and not write something on it. So I hand wrote that I had put the person that I was sending it to on the prayer list at my church because she also belonged to the church and then moved away. And I knew that would be very important to her. And I just hope that I said something that would be useful to her.
And that means so much to the person who's on the receiving end. We're talking with Edith Voshevsky, our guest in the program, the book Mariana's Little Book of Manners. Her website is Edith Voshevsky, that's VOSEFSKI.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Edith's website and get information on the book. And let's talk about that, because I really like Mariana, and she goes through a few problems growing up because her manners aren't quite what... in fact, her manners are so bad, the neighbor lady makes a point out of that. Talk about who Mariana is, and then we'll talk about this process where she learned the proper way to do things and ends up writing a book about it.
Well, Mariana was just a very nice little girl who was very attractive, and... her parents just apparently didn't pay a lot of attention to her and teach her the right things. They were both very busy, and she just was sort of raising herself in a way. Now, they loved her, and they cared for her, but they didn't seem to be disturbed about the fact that she had these terrible manners. And the neighbor lady... whom I called Mrs. Proper.
I love the name, Mrs. Prosper, Proper, the next door neighbor, yes.
Yes, well, she happened to go over to ask Mariana's mother, who's Mrs. Love, if she'd come over to have tea that afternoon, that she was inviting some people from the neighborhood. So she brought Mariana with her. And none of the other women did bring any children. And Mariana looked at this scrumptious table with all these cookies and little delicacies, and she started stuffing her mouth. And she kept going back for more. And she chewed with her mouth open, and she just made a little pig of herself. And all of these women were just so upset with her that after Mrs. Love and Mariana left, Mrs. Proper organized the rest of the mothers and said, "Are you going to let your children play with that little girl? She has absolutely no manners. She's a bad influence." So that's how it started. And then her parents left for a trip to Europe, and her aunt, who hadn't seen her since she was pretty little, came over to babysit her from another part of the country. And she noticed that Mariana didn't seem to have any friends. And she said, what's happened? Where are your friends? And Mariana said, "Well, I don't know. Mrs. Proper from next door told all the mothers not to let their children play with me because I don't have any manners." And she then said, "What are manners?" And her aunt says to her, "Well, I'll tell you just exactly what it is, but I'm going to teach you 3 lessons every day while I'm here. And you're going to have the best manners of any child in the neighborhood by the time we do all that practice." And so it begins that way. And she teaches Mariana how to do social interactions, how to introduce people, how to... accept an invitation, how to send one out, what the responsibilities of a hostess is, and all those social graces are part of the lessons. And then she says, "Now we're going to work at what you do at the table, because that's what got you into so much trouble." And she organizes all of Mariana's dolls, and she has a Ken and a Barb and a doll that looks like a nun, and they pretend that they're all sitting at a table, and he asks Marianne then to think of a topic that she can address each one of these people with, because it's a good idea if you're going to a social event and you're kind of shy, if in advance you think of a list of things that you might talk about, and then you won't be feeling left out, because you will have a conversation that you can just bring out, like, what's your favorite story? Have you seen some popular movie or TV program? Something that, and always you can ask people about their dogs and cats. Most people love to tell you about
exactly,
their
cats.
And she learns all of that, and then they get into the very specifics of how to eat, how to hold a fork, how to set the table. And Marianne discovers, to her great surprise, that she thinks food tastes better when the table looks nice.
Yeah, when you use the right utensil, which helps out too, so you've got an idea what you're using. The knife isn't for everything. The fork isn't for everything.
Right. And then after the aunt has her very much straightened out, she goes over and asks Mrs. Proper just what happened that Marianna doesn't have friends anymore. And she tells her, and that embarrasses poor Marianna. She just doesn't like it. And she said, well, we're going to invite Mrs. Proper to come over and have lunch with us. And we're going to invite your two best friends and their mother. And so they have this luncheon where they set the table just very beautifully. And Marianna is just so pleased. And Mrs. Proper comes, and they also have a cat in Marianna's home that has a much too long tail. And it has a way, when there's company there, of showing off by chasing its own tail and biting it. And then it lets out these blood-curdling screams. And it's a very funny sight. And that's something that actually happened in my own life when I was a kid.
And you never forgot it.
We used to say, that cat wants to be in show business, because it would only do this when we had company. The more people at the table, the more it would do this.
Love the attention, obviously.
As soon as everybody stopped laughing, it would quit doing that.
Love the attention. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the show is Edith King Voshevsky. She is the author of the book Marianna's Little Book of Manners. Her website is Edith Voshevsky. That's VOSEFSKI.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly. Marianna does so well with the manners that she decides to write a book, and that's in the second part of the book. And as you're going through, I'm sort of thinking, okay, I'd forgotten over the years how to go about the proper way to introduce people, especially people with titles, people that are a little bit older. And you break it down into sections, and the one I like is the general social skills introductions in there. And eye contact is something that's very important, and I'm thinking, boy, that's something that's lacking now. When you're talking to people, rarely do you get eye contact. They're looking off in other directions. They've got a screen that they're looking at. Do you notice that too? That eye contact really is something that's missing and crucial to a real conversation.
Yes, and in the book, I have a little section that says, if you own a cell phone or a smartphone or whatever one of these technological things is, you don't take it with you to a restaurant. If you do have it with you, you can turn it off and just forget that you even have it. And I said, there's one exception to that. If you think you're having a heart attack, you may dial 911. Otherwise, keep it in your pocket.
That, yes, your purse or your pocket, I don't want to see that. And you've seen so many changes, including that, where with all of the electronic devices now, the cell phones and the other devices that you had talked about. And I'm sure you've seen in restaurants where people are not talking to each other. They're looking down at their phone and oftentimes texting to people that are sitting right across the hallway. And I know something that's very important to you is that the good etiquette, good manners never go out of style. And you've dealt with people over the years, a group at a community college you worked with that were basically people trying to get off welfare and to find jobs. And you worked with them, and over 200 families found income because of the work that you did with them. A couple minutes left in the program. Talk about the importance of, first of all, how that feels when you're able to really turn somebody's life around, but the role of teaching them etiquette and manners and how important that is, especially when you're out in the job market.
Oh, it's absolutely thrilling. I've worked on a government grant to help people who were on welfare for 5 years, and I got over 200 families off the welfare rolls, and you never saw people so happy. We live in a very affluent county, and most of these people were not people who had a background of their families being on welfare ever. So they were extremely embarrassed about it. And most of them had fallen in love with some fool when they were in their teens and didn't know what they were doing, and wound up divorced or left, whichever, and with no money. And they just had no self-esteem. And some of my training that I had was in a mental hospital. And then I taught in a mental hospital also for several years. And so I organized the teaching, which was at a college, for these people to, when we started out, on the first day, I'd put them in a circle, and I'd ask them to tell me one good thing about themselves. And do you know that half of them couldn't do that? I would have to pull it out of them, and I'd say, okay, now let's look at you. You have the most beautiful blue eyes. Isn't that a good thing? Well, yes. I said, see, there is something good and nice about you. And I'd go on to the next one, and she'd say, well, I'm not good looking, and there's nothing I can do. And I said, just a minute now. You're here because you've got children, and they want you to be able to work and support them. What do you do with your children? Do they go to school dirty, or do you wash their clothes? Well, of course I wash their clothes. They don't go dirty. Well, I said, okay, isn't that a good skill? And we just kept going around. And by the time we finished, it was a 30-hour seminar over a two-week period. Everybody could tell me three or four good things about themselves by the end of the class.
That's great.
To my amazement, when we'd have the last day, I'd always bring some cookies and something like that so we could have a little sort of party as we parted. And they'd go, la, da, 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 da. They said, well, you can't graduate without having pomp and circumstance.
You have to have that, yes. That had to be so rewarding, and you really have touched so many people with that and everything that you've done in your life, and touching even more people with the power of manners and etiquette and treating people with proper respect. And Mariana does a great job in telling that story in your book, Mariana's Little Book of Manners. A couple minutes left in the program. Just talk a little bit about maybe some of the common etiquette mistakes you see every day, probably mistakes that adults make on a daily basis that we just have forgotten about. Are there some of those where you want to sometimes walk over to somebody and point out what you've just seen?
Well, one of the things that annoys me the most, that I sometimes feel like I'd like to go over and cuff somebody, is when they keep interrupting, or when two people keep talking over each other at the same time. That is just as impolite as it can be. And I'm very influenced by the way Native Americans treat each other with great respect, and they consider it an absolute, almost a sin, if you interrupt somebody when you just don't have the courtesy to listen to them.
Yeah, and that's a real art, isn't it? The fact to be able to listen to somebody, sort of be in their thoughts, because I see so many people that are like, as you're telling them something, they're trying to top that. They have their own little story. They can't wait for you to take a breath so they can interject their story into the conversation.
They're thinking of what they're going to say instead of actually listening to what you are saying.
Yes.
Well, that's one of my pet peeves.
The book is really, I really enjoy this. I love Mariana, how she changed. She got Mrs. Proper and everybody in the neighborhood. She's back in good graces with them. She writes the book. And as I say, as an adult, you can read through the book again. You mentioned it at the table. It's like, oh, yeah, that's where the elbows go or don't go during the course of a meal. A napkin, that's where that goes. And if you want salt and pepper, then I'm going to do them both at the same time. It's a refresher course for adults and an excellent book for the young children. With us on the program has been author, etiquette expert, speaker, artist, Edith Voshevsky. The book is available all across the country at Amazon. You can get information at Edith's website. That's Edith Voshevsky, VOSEFSKI.com. And you can log on directly to our website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Edith, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Enjoyed the book, Mariana's Little Book of Manners. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Well, you're very welcome.
Information again.
If we have enough time, let me tell you that people who are left-handed have an extra problem, and I teach them to eat European style with the tines down, and they can load stuff up on the back of the fork, and they never have to use their right hand.
Now, that's interesting. As someone who's left-handed, okay, I'm going to remember that. See, I learned something else during the course of the program today. Thank you for that. It was a pleasure having you with us on the program. It's Mariana's Little Book of Manners. Edith King-Voshevsky, our guest on the program. Edith, thank you once again, and really enjoy the book. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Rick. I enjoyed being here.
You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.